You're listening to the news and music programs on Canto City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our English news. Yesterday afternoon at Ninkiao Upper District Party Committee, the Standing Board of the City People's Council held a handover conference between the Standing Boards of the People's Council of Canto City and Districts on tasks in the fourth quarter of 2022. In the fourth quarter, the People's Council at two levels made great efforts to well carry out their functions and tasks. Specifically, they successfully organized two sessions to make decisions on issues within the power from then in enacted 15 special resolutions and 7 legal resolutions. The People's Councils of 9 urban and suburban districts have organized the 2022 year-end session to perform the personnel tasks and decide issues within power. This morning, deputies of the People's Councils of Canto City and Ninkiao Upper District contacted voters of Hưng Lợi and Angbin Walls after the 2022 year-end session. After listening to the results of the year-end session supplied by deputies of the city and Ninkiao Upper District, voters of the two wards showed their interest and proposed committee centers devise solutions to create a beautiful environment in the city, soon devise solutions to end the dumping of trash at certain locations, pay attention to food safety and hygiene, upgrade some deteriorated lands, settle life of people hit by planned projects. Also this morning, Vice Secretary of Canto City Party Committee cam Chairman of Canto City People's Committee Trương Việt Trường and representatives of Party Building Boards under Canto Municipal Party Committee attended a conference to self-review performance of the Permanent Board of the Party Committee of Canto University. In 2022, the Permanent Board of the Party Committee of Canto University gave good instructions to carry out its professional tasks following the year's plan, especially organizing and managing the training and recruitment task. Its scientific research and international cooperation kept well carried out. 197 new members were admitted to the party higher than its set target of 130. However, tasks were not done harmoniously and the supervision and inspection of tasks were tardy. From these drawbacks, the Permanent Board of the Party Committee of Canto University mapped out solutions for overcoming in the coming time. Yesterday afternoon, Vice Chairman of Canto City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Hè attended a criticism and self-criticism conference held by the City's Management Board of Construction Investment Projects. Last year, the Party Committee and Directorate of the Management Board publicized and penetrated the guidelines and viewpoints of the party, laws of the state, and resolutions of the city while focusing on conducting the Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Express Road session in Canto City and other major projects such as upgrading and building the provincial roads 921, 917, 918, Kinh Ngang Bridge, and other key projects. Other projects of building Provincial Road 922 Vam Sang Bridge have been completed. However, the progress of some major projects still lag behind schedule due to tardy floor clearance and capital disbursement. Leader of Ninkiao Upper District had just come to inspect the preparation for the 5th Ninkiao Cần Thơ Flower Gallons and Color Lantern Night Tourism Festival 2023. After inspecting, Secretary Nguyễn Tiền Phong directed relevant units to execute the preparation for the opening night and the festive days in a hurried manner. The public security and military forces need to accelerate the assurance of security order and traffic safety. As planned, the festival will take place in 3 days from January 5th to 7th, 2023, on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of Lunar December at Ninkiao Park, Working Street, Kelun Canal, or Hashi Restaurant. The opening of the festival will be transmitted live on the channel of Canto City's radio and television station at 7 p.m. on January 5, 2023. The Education and Investment Group, REI for short, yesterday morning inaugurated its representative office in Canto City. The representative office of EI Group in Canto City has signed cooperation with some colleges, high schools, and businesses in the city to supply opportunities to high school students to follow vocational training courses in the Federal Republic of Germany. The vocational training courses in the Federal Republic of Germany last for 3 years and have a fee of some 220 million Vietnam dong. The courses supply training in caretaking, mechanics, construction, restaurant, hotel, information technology, food processing, among others. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.